This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. No such insanity. I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I hate to admit this, but we're having some minor technical glitches. We're going to bring on Dale Bella from Liberty HealthShare. You got to hear this. Seriously. You know, one of the things I like to do on the show is at least be informative. I know you guys, I don't sing or dance, so you're not getting entertained, and I try to bring information to you that's real, that you can think about. Because my thought here isn't to tell you that you're wrong and you need to do it this way or else. My thought's always to say to you, look, here's an alternative. Here's a different way of looking at something. Here's a different way to approach something. And then you decide. It's really that simple for you, or for me anyhow. You can take it, leave it, you can change the station, but get information first before you make decisions, before you decide to solidify something in your brain that only works a certain way. One of my regular guests on the show, and I enjoy having him on all the time, is the CEO of Liberty HealthShare, Dale Bellis, and he speaks plain simple English, and we're going to talk about the difference between health sharing and health insurance, because there is a difference, and I know many of you say, I don't get it. But, you know, one is an insurance and one, I don't know what it is. Dale, thanks for being with me today.
It's a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for the invitation.
You know, and again, as we like to joke about, true, I mean, what is the difference? Why wouldn't I go for the insurance company as opposed to go to a health sharing program? That just sounds like socialism to me, Dale. I don't know.
Well, a health insurance arrangement is a contract of indemnity where the insurance company agrees to and promises to pay based upon certain hazards that you encounter. You get sick, they're going to pay based upon you submitting your premium. Health sharing is a totally different methodology and premise. It's based on the American tradition of self-care and mutual care. That is, we take responsibility for the care of our health, but I'm in a part of a community that whenever I get sick and have costs, everyone shares in and bears a part of that cost. So I have a $10,000 bill. Other members are assigned to assist with that $10,000, and we crowdfund that individual member, and we pay each other's medical bills. It's voluntary. It's cooperative. But we're self-motivated and self-determined and directed, and that's really the distinction. We're all self-pay patients, but we share our costs in community with one another.
So there's not a committee sitting there deciding what treatment you can have or not have. It's actually other people. I like the term members. It's other members in the program that can sit back and see, and they're contributing as well. They're being part of your process, part of your solution. Correct?
Absolutely, Joe. In fact, we base our sharing mentality and methodology based upon a Christian tradition of people helping each other whenever they're in need. That's one of our shared beliefs. So on the basis of our ethical and religious values, we care for one another in community with each other, but we also give each other the freedom to be self-determined. In terms of the care of our health. So we each have the responsibility and the right to care and direct and manage our own care of our health, as well as share those costs that we can't pay for ourselves in community with one another. And so it's that balance.
Yeah, but I like the words you use. Like, you know, you've got the freedom and liberty to choose. First of all, under this kind of program, you can actually choose your doctor for real, right?
For real. We don't have a network of doctors. You choose your own doctor. You go to your own hospital. We're self-pay patients. And right. So we have that freedom to select and choose accordingly. And then we share those costs with one another. And we prepare, whenever we process a bill for a member, the payment to that doctor or hospital based on national data that tells us what is a fair and reasonable reimbursement for that service. And we submit that to that doctor and hospital, and overwhelmingly that's accepted and appreciated because it's fair, it's reasonable, and it's prompt.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about it is I've experienced this in my own life with certain things where I've made deals with doctors or dentists or eye doctors, and I've actually done better than I would have done if I used my insurance company, you know, and people don't realize that you know, you brought up something in past interviews where this is kind of consumerism to a degree. We should be treating our health care like consumerism, right?
Joe, unbelievably, in every other area of our life, we experience that kind of consumer focus and orientation. I go to the local car shop. I get tires. I get a muffler. I get a tune-up on my car. I go to a restaurant. Whatever I do, I'm comparing the billing that's presented to me with what I've consumed or received. That's not the case in America with health care. And so it's time for the individual patient to be the consumer, demand that price transparency, and change the cost curve downward based upon really the ability of the individual patient to pay for that care. And it's oddly enough, what they send out as a bill is not what a hospital will receive to settle that particular service at a significant discount, and we advocate for our members in that way.
Now, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. You know, you talk about discount consumerism and all that. Don't miss the part that you get to go to the doctor that you trust. In some cases, you've loved for years. You've loved being around for years. You won't get any less service with it. You just have more control over the services you get and actually how you get them done, right?
We've removed that layer of bureaucratic red tape I refer to as metacrats who have really grown up over the course of a number of years that are intermediaries between the doctor and the patient.
Well, we can hit more of this on the other side of the break. I'm telling you, this is a whole different way I'm thinking about how doing medical or health care, if you would. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to finish this up, because I think it's kind of important. I mean, talking to people about health care, where they're at, you know, according to Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters, we're going to lose, and Sheila Jackson Lee might be in that number, we're going to lose, you know, 3 billion people to, you know, the new tax care bill, I mean the tax bill, and then health care is going to come after it. We're just killing people all over the place. And there's only a couple of minutes left in this. You know, you heard it in the first segment. I don't want to make it sound like I'm trying to get it out of the way, but I want you to hear this because there are other ways for you to take care of yourself.
We've removed that layer of bureaucratic red tape I refer to as Medicrats, who have really grown up over the course of a number of years that are intermediaries between the doctor and the patient, making choices and decisions in their economic interests as opposed to what's in the interest of the patient. We've removed that, and now the patient and doctor are making those choices and decisions together, and we're just taking the fair and reasonable cost of that encounter and sharing it together in community.
Yeah, I love this. I love the whole thought behind this. You know, some of the questions I've gotten in the past, and you got to make people comfortable with this. Who are you responsible to? Because, you know, we've got in our minds, we've been taught to believe that unless the government, unless you're an insurance company regulated by the government, which should scare the heck out of everybody, but who are you responsible to? Who oversees you to make sure you're doing the right thing?
Well, first of all, there is a criteria established in the Affordable Care Act as to what constitutes a recognized health care sharing ministry. One of them is you have to be a nonprofit. Number two, you have to have an annual audit. Number three, you have to make sure that you never dismiss a member because they become too sick. There's like five criteria there in the ACA. So that's one side of our accountability. The other is, as a nonprofit religious organization receiving funds and facilitating the sharing of medical bills with members, we have oversight from the Internal Revenue Service. We have to follow all of the necessary standards for how a nonprofit organization functions and is regulated. And the third is, in each state, there are attorneys general that manage and oversee the offering of services to consumers. And so we're a part of that regulatory framework as well, that we're not over-promising and under-delivering, et cetera. And so we submit to all of that oversight.
Yeah, it's only – I know people are asking these questions because for what? 100 years we've been taught this is how insurance works. This is how you take care of your body. This is how you go to the doctor. And it's about time that people start realizing, you know, this is your body. You know, there's certain things you know, my wife goes to I don't even know the name of the type of chiropractor where they don't snap your head and snap your bones and all that. You know, they have a more gentle approach. It's her body. It's the way she's decided to make that work. And we need to start thinking that way. My body doesn't belong to the insurance company. It belongs to me. I should be able to take care of it the way I want to. Hey, Dale, tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, I was just going to say that's the healthcare sharing grassroots movement that's occurring in America, where Americans are awakening to the opportunity that they can, in fact, manage, control, and direct the care of their health. The best place to go to find out about Liberty HealthShare, libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You can ask for a free decision guide, we call it. It's an information packet that comes to your email or by mail. Peruse the pages of the website, toll-free number to talk to one of our advisors in our contact center. But libertyhealthshare.org is the best place to go.
Dale, always a pleasure. Thanks for the information. And people, you need to check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. At least read about it. Learn about the real control you can have over taking care of your body. And you know what? Get informed. It's what I always say. Just get informed. It's really that simple, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved in the conversation. Look, I thought this was interesting. And I know we're going to get in trouble again, and probably something's going to happen to us. It happened last time we did a story like this. We were off Facebook for like a year and a half, or however long it was. It might as well have been the way you guys were complaining. But Facebook removed a Warriors for Christ page again, and they won't let them appeal it. So on January 1st, right, there was a story about how Facebook had shut down the Warriors for Christ. It's an ongoing effort to choke off the silence, all those voices and dissent from the leftist line, right? I mean, Warriors for Christ, when unlike other organizations or religious organizations, I mean, what's next, the Knights of Columbus? The Warriors for Christ page was reinstated once, right? And then apparently they posted a couple of posts from the Geller Report, and bang, Facebook shut them down again. And they didn't just shut them down. They blocked their page. Now, here's what I keep telling people that you don't either want to accept or get. Facebook is a, just like Google or whatever else, they're public, or I shouldn't say that. That's not true. They're private organizations. They're public in the sense that you can buy stock in them, but they're private in the sense they can do whatever they want to do. No, they can't discriminate. No, they can't refuse to put up pages because black people own them or Italian people own them or Jews people own them, right? They can't do any of that. But they can choose what they want to have up on the site or not have up on the site, right? Now, when you talk about the Warriors for Christ, right, we're supposed to be ambassadors. As Christians, we're ambassadors for Christ. We're warriors. We take up the fight. One scripture talks about taking up the shield, wearing your shield, right? Fighting the good fight of faith. That doesn't mean we go around killing people with AK-47s. It doesn't mean we go around slicing people up, beheading people, cutting off hands. It's not what it means. It means to stand your ground. It means to make sure that you can stand for what you believe in. You know, don't be ashamed of Christ. Don't be ashamed. If you're a Christian, don't be ashamed to be a Christian. If you're a Jew, don't be ashamed to be a Jew and share it with people. I'm always amazed at religious people who are afraid to say anything religious because they don't want to offend anybody. But yet, you know, they see a movie, they go to a restaurant, you can't stop hearing about it if they like it. They never stop. They never shut up. Look, if you really believe in your faith, I'm not saying you run around with a Bible in your hand screaming everybody's going to hell. That's not what I'm talking about. But when somebody makes fun of what you believe, why do you let them get away with it? Seriously. There is a message from one of the Warriors for Christ who says, we literally shared an article of, is it Pamela Geller, and two live streams. It was a live prayer service, and they removed the video. Now, the live prayer service, we know people that have been doing that, and they also got removed. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Go away, Daniel.
Yeah. We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, you can buy my book, you can buy a coffee mug, buy water. Anything in the store will help, finance the show to a big degree. Then you can also, we've got articles up there. We've got all kinds of things happening up on the website that I need you to get involved with, because we also We'd love to have the traffic on the website. So read them, read the articles, tell the writers how much you like or dislike them. I'm telling you, you'll have a good time out there. But not now. Wait till the show's over. Anyway, I do always appreciate the time that you spend with me. We're talking about how Facebook removed the Warriors for Christ page again. And it seems like these Christian, hardcore right-leaning Christian-based pages are a constant fight to keep up and keep running. We've had our own issues over the years. And it seemed like the more and more popular the show got, the quicker it got pulled when something was said. So the message that the Warriors for Christ got from Facebook was, hey, or hello, your page, Warriors for Christ, has been removed for violating our terms and conditions of use. Now, here's the fun thing about it. Like with YouTube, who loves to have fun with me, they will tell you that you had a TOC violation. That's terms of conditions and use and all that. Anyway, you had a TOC violation, and they pulled whatever. When you go look at their TOC, pamphlet, the book, the novel, it's like 600 pages. Now, where do you find it? They don't tell you where to find it. They just said you've violated terms and conditions. Now, it goes on to say in the memo, your page, Warriors for Christ, has been removed from violating our terms of use. A Facebook page is a distinct presence used solely for business or promotional purposes, among other things. Pages that are hateful, threatening, or obscene are not allowed. We also take down pages that attack an individual or a group, or that is set up by an unauthorized individual. If your page was removed for any of the above reasons, it will not be reinstated. Continued misuse of Facebook features could result in a permanent loss of your account. Well, that's great. Why haven't they taken down some of those pages that show, you know, hateful things towards Jews on Muslim pages? Hateful things towards Jews from non-Muslim pages. Why aren't those been pulled down? I can still go find them. There was a I don't know if it still exists. I think it was like Christ's Last Supper or something along those lines. And what it was a picture of the Last Supper, but Jesus was on the table, and let's just say it wasn't pretty. And that page was up forever. I actually took it out of my feed and all that. You know, I stopped watching over it because it was so disgusting. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So when you look at the stuff and they say that it was a misuse or you're in violation, I'd love to know, most of the time, I don't even know what the violation is because they don't tell you. And things like this really should make you nuts because it's a double standard. It doesn't apply to everyone equally. Anyway, you know, I started this story in the last hour, and I never got around to finishing it. It's about Beyonce's veganism, which, you know what, hey, I think you're crazy if you're a flat-out vegan, but that's between you and whatever. If you enjoy it, if it's real to you and it helps you, well, all right, good for you. But when you have a professor at a college, actually two professors in this case, that call out the veganism, you ready for this one? As discriminatory, I got to scratch my head and try to figure out how these guys even become professors or how these people become professors. And I started a story, I never finished it. It's the University of London, and two professors there warned that Beyonce's veganism reproduces existing patterns of discrimination and inequality. But where does the inequality come from? And where does the discrimination come from? It's called 22-Day Vegan Challenge, and it perpetuates an inequality because it's actually a post-feminist dietary practice. Does anybody know what that means? Can you write and tell me what that means? Joe@therealside.com. In an article in the recent issue of Feminist Media Studies, these two professors argue that Beyonce's adoption of the 22-Day Vegan Challenge perpetuates inequality. Now, under the social and economic regime of neoliberalism, the empowerment of the individual is worrisome, at least to some feminist scholars. It shifts the onus of self-improvement onto the individual, oh my God, and away from society. So in other words, we need to change society. You need to look at an old white guy like me, okay, that's overweight, short, has a hard time buying clothes, and you just have to accept me and love me the way I am and tell me how great I am and how pretty I am. Well, in my case, handsome, I hope. Okay? See, I've got to change society. Not me. God forbid I should try to lose some weight. Right? Work out a little bit. Maybe get some muscle tone. No, we don't want that. You catch that, though? It's worrisome and a problem because it shifts the onus of self-improvement onto the individual. Isn't that where it should be? Isn't that how it works? Really, seriously, nobody can fix you. You have to fix yourself. The appropriation of a vegan diet is mobilized as part of a post-feminist ethics that promotes an individualistic form of emancipation. Like, you should do it on your own. Oh my God. Right? In this context, the endorsement of veganism is radically different from the ethical and political stance of eco-feminists on black veganism. I mean, think of what these people are saying. They're trying to make you feel stupid. First of all, they're using, you know, somebody who has...
Up words.
What's that?
They're making up words.
I agree with you, but people... Seriously. The professor then spell out three main concerns they have with veganism. saying not only does it promote consumer culture, but that the vegan ethos stresses the individual capacity of humans to make their own choices. Oh, no. No, we don't make our own choices. We just react. We're just animals. We react. Don't you know that? That's what these people are trying to teach. So these young kids, when they're doing the things that they're doing, they're having the trouble that they're having. You know why that is? Because they're just animals, and they can't control themselves. This is me. So he goes on. The professor goes on to say, this is troublesome. Ready for this? Because it leads to the response. It leads to the responsibilization of the individual. In other words, it makes the individual responsible for their own actions. Seriously. Veganism can also be used to promote a sexy body, which can require self-management, control, and discipline. Not cool. But you notice the common thread here? You can't force anybody to be responsible for themselves. You can't force anybody to take responsibility for how they eat, how they look, how they take care of themselves, how they do at school. We're getting to the point, and I've been saying this for years, thank God. There's nothing new. But we're getting to the point now where you are responsible for nothing. Listen to your liberal legislators. Listen to the liberal legislators out there. Nothing is their own fault. Nothing. Or nothing is the person's own fault. They have to put laws into effect to protect you from yourself and the big bad world. Now, Beyonce's uptake in promotion of a vegan diet highlights what Elspeth Proben has called choice-choisy. What the heck is that? See, they are making up words as they go. By which she means the Burgess neoliberal logic of shaping personal identity through exercise of consumer choice. In other words, again, back to no choice for you. No, you don't need to make a choice. See, we're gonna have people accept you no matter. And any of you guys, I mean, God forgive me, because I'm not making fun of these people. But you ever watch that My 600-Pound Life? I don't know what network it's on, but find it, watch one, just one. And then remember this story, and you're just going to laugh. Because they're not responsible for their weight at all. Even though they had 6 cheeseburgers that day, they're not responsible for their weight. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you could do up there. No, seriously. And I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just really enjoying. I hope you're enjoying the show. If you're not, what the heck are you doing here? You know, I take requests, so to speak, and you send those at the real side, joe@therealside.com. There's also a place on the Facebook page and on my website for you to send me a question, send me whatever. Sign up for the emails, the email blasts. I would like that. You know, we send out information every week. We have our sponsors. We've got our flag sponsor. We're going to shore that up because some of you guys through the email blast, you already started buying them. You tell me how much you love them. And I'm glad you do, because I have one, too. I love it as well. Matter of fact, I may put up, for some of you who don't like taking it in all the time, like me, I found this thing that mounts to the top of the flagpole. It's very small, but it's a wireless, you know, it's got lights in it. It goes ahead and it recharges. It's a solar one. But it'll be great. So I can leave the flag out. It's a great flag. It's well made. So you don't have to worry about anything like that. It'll last for a long time. It's great. Wonderful. I love it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Yeah, we're going to get a heck of a lot more patriotic on the show. And I don't mean that from any other way other than to say that, look, we need to support this country. That means supporting the president. That means supporting the Congress and the Senate. And I'm not talking about supporting boneheads. The way you support is you help make it stronger, which means you send good people there. You send people that will actually do the work you want them to do. You'll send people there that that'll do the work they say they're going to do, or else you replace them. It's very easy. The nice thing about elected officials is you don't have to write them up 15 times. You don't have to give them probation. You don't have to write them a severance check. You just vote them out. It's that simple. Talking about Beyonce and her, what would you say? Her promotion of a vegan diet. But it's not vegetarians. It's not meat eaters that are going crazy. It's feminists. Because what she's doing is she's pushing them to make a choice. She's telling them they need to make a choice to eat healthier, to be healthier, to look better. And the feminists are saying, hey, you can't do that. Because that would mean that they would have to make a choice. That would mean that they have to take responsibility for how they look. That would mean that they would have to eat. They would have to force themselves to eat differently. They would have to do something they didn't want to do. Come on, read the story. You're going to see exactly why the libs think the way they do. Why they act the way they act. One of our good buddies sent me a picture. And it's a joke, obviously. It's out in front of a restaurant. Every day, thousands of innocent plants are killed by vegetarians. Help end the violence. Eat at Joe's Steakhouse. You know, I mean, we need to get as ridiculous as they do. We really do. Because if we don't start fighting back with the lunacy that they have, you're gonna explode. You're gonna pop in the mind, you know. But I mean, I read this. I thought this was hilarious that the feminists are going crazy. That Beyonce wants people, not just one, but people as a whole, to make better choices. She wants them to be vegans. Look, if she believes it to be the right way to eat, then God bless her. Let her see. Unlike the left, I'm willing to say, look, do it. That's something that turns you on. You want to try it? Give it a shot? Go for it. And if you feel better because of it, then stay with it. If you look better, maybe blow off some weight. Stay with it. But I guess you can't say all those things because those are anti-feminists. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. You know, somebody sent me a link. Look at it again. I don't do this just to beat on people. But I thought this was interesting. I don't remember, and I might be wrong. I mean, I'm telling you up front, I might be wrong about this one. But I don't remember any kind of uproar, anybody making a big deal out of it. You know, Oprah once called herself a teen prostitute. Did you know that? And apparently there was a book that came out about her. Oh, I guess. Let me see. What, 2000? No. She did something in 1993, but then there was a book that came out later that didn't get published, didn't get a whole bunch of action, traction, whatever you want to call it. And I don't think she's ever given it to her loyal viewers or listeners over the years. I mean, you know how she sometimes orders 200 or 300 or 400 of them and passes them out to the people to show up? But I guess her name is Kitty Kelly, the celebrity biographer who developed a reputation as a lightning rod for controversy. She has these tell-all books about, like, Nancy Reagan, Frank Sinatra. She said Oprah's life is nonetheless choked with secrets. Now, she dug them out in a book where she did Oprah's biography, and she spoke with Matt Lauer way back, I think it was in 2010, about the book. She said that when researching a book, she was given the opportunity to read Winfrey's own 1993 autobiography. The book ultimately, Oprah decided not to release the biography, Because in that book, she refers to herself as a prostitute when she was young, wild, and crazy. Now, we've all got, look, I'm not calling out this because Ofer called herself a prostitute. We've all got stuff, except for my wife, in their past when we were younger, things that we didn't want to talk about that we did. It was stupid and wrong. But they're yesterday's news. And she got a boatload of secrets in her life, according to the biographer. Secrets about her relationship, secrets with her family. Even when she was writing her own autobiography, she said she was finally going to come forward. She described herself as a prostitute, which is kind of harsh. She talked about her teenage promiscuity, in which she really kind of natural outgrowth of a terrible, terrible, terrible sexual molestation that she endeavored. You know, and you find that a lot. I'm not going to say 100% because I haven't interviewed 100% of them, but I've read a lot of stories on, you know, prostitution, teen prostitutes, that kind of stuff. They're not forced into the slavery. And part of the way they're forced into slavery is, they're beaten into submission. Right? The teen prostitutes are sexually abused. They're beaten into submission. They're told their butts is the garbage, and the only one that's going to protect them is their pimp. She again, talked about her sexual molestation and how long she endured it. Now, she went on to say, well, not Oprah, but the writer went on to say that the Winfrey wields such formidable media clout that book companies shied away from signing Kelly, the one who wrote the autobiography, to a deal. And that now she has many TV interviews, and the TV interviewers are reluctant to have her on to talk about it as well. Now, Kelly described Lauer as very brave for having her on today. What if he tried to assault her? She said, ticked off the people who won't be having her. Barbara Walters won't have me on the show because she doesn't want to offend Oprah, she said back then. Larry King won't have her on either. You know, Rachel Ray, not interested. See, these are all the people that want the truth. They're transparent. They want the information out there, right? David Letterman wouldn't have her on because he had just fixed his relationship with Oprah. Now, Kelly has taken a lot of heat over the years for her crash and burn type of reporting. She told Lauer that she put exhaustive research in the Oprah biography. She said she interviewed over 850 people. I mean, the guy that recently wrote that book on Trump and the White House openly admits in it that, hey, I don't know if any of these stories are true. Isn't that great? Kelly said that she interviewed Oprah's father, Vernon Winfrey, and Oprah's cousin, Catherine Carr Esters. She goes by the nickname of Aunt Catherine. She has a whole bunch of stories or a whole bunch of secrecy, if you would, around Oprah's life and her growing up and when she was young. Kelly found out that, didn't find out, she knew about it, but she talked about it in detail, Winfrey's relationship with John Tesh. Remember when he was on Entertainment Tonight? Now, a former Tesh girlfriend says the reason he broke up with Winfrey, the reason he left the relationship, you ready for this? Is because he couldn't stand the fact, he couldn't take the heat that they were in a biracial relationship. Think about that. John Tesh, who... I think he's a professing Christian, isn't he? I think he is. Don't hold me to that. I'm not sure. But how are you that enlightened? You know, because rich people are smart, right? How are you that enlightened with that much money and you're an entertainer, you're in the Hollywood crowd, and you couldn't handle an interracial relationship? Let that sink in. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Seriously, we always have a good time on the show.